This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, let's talk about something that you really, really love.
Okay.
Let's talk about you.
Oh, okay. That's true.
Okay, they ask Americans things about themselves. Let's see how well you guys do with this. 94% of Americans say they're above average when it comes to this.
Driving.
No, not driving.
I think I'm right.
Okay.
Above average?
Parenting.
No.
Social skills.
Their honesty.
Oh.
Yeah. 94% of Americans say they're above average when it comes to honesty.
What does that mean they think about everyone else?
Liars.
A bunch of liars.
All right. 89% of Americans say they're above average when it comes to common sense.
Okay.
89% now.
That's a lot.
Yes.
They're not right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my common sense says they can't be.
Okay.
Honestly.
And then 86% of Americans say they're above average when it comes to intelligence.
Okay.
So again, they have common sense and they have intelligence. It can't be that high. 86%, they're above average. I mean, average is like what most people are, right? So that's where most of us would land, average intelligence, correct?
Yes.
Well, you might fall a little above or below, but it basically what it means is half of the people are less intelligent or more intelligent than you for the most part.
Right, exactly.
But if you think you're way above average, then you would be correct.
Okay.
But obviously 90% of people can't all be above average.
I agree. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I knew. I knew that was what you were saying.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm above average.
You are way above average in that. You know what, my son, they sent like his map scores.
Right.
Like, and he is a lot smarter than I am. Way smarter.
My son is a lot smarter than you, too.
Yeah, I know. You look at their map scores, like, this is the average, and then my kid's like, you know, a little bit higher.
I think they do that to everyone.
Do they do it just to make the kids feel good?
No,
or
I'm
make
joking.
The parents feel like they're doing something good?
My son is slammed all the way to the right. I mean, into the just unbelievable territory. And my daughter is not far behind, which is odd because you don't usually get two smart kids. One of them's usually dumb. but they always compare each other too. And fortunately, my daughter does well in some things. And
yeah.
So we'll say, well, look, she did better at this. And then my son is kills it at math. And so we'll be like, he's better at this, but average it out and y'all are the same. And
yeah.
So we can kind of keep them from fighting over
it. Do you remember, like, your MAP scores or your ACT or whatever they are scores?
I know my ACT score.
Okay.
I had a 26.
But what is that? I don't even know what that means.
It's good.
Okay.
It's not, like, genius, but it's good.
Do you guys remember when you had to do the achievement test throughout school and compare them to all the rest of America?
It was fun to find out. I'm average. I'm just average. I like it that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was not average.
Me either.
I don't want to say.
Me either, but if you take me and Heidi and Hawk together, we're average.
Okay. All right. So, and then finally, they're asking about Americans, and they 79% said that they are above average when it comes to, finally, this that has nothing to do with your intelligence.
Humility. Being modest.
No.
Lying.
No.
No.
Their looks.
Oh, wow.
79% of the people think that they are above average when it comes to looks.
I'm not above average.
I know, but if you take me, Heidi, and you.
Oh, yeah.
Leaving it out.
You're all just alike.
Heidi's average, and I'm below. I get it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I was saying because it has to do with math.
That's okay. We got it.
I was just joking, Heidi. I just thought it'd be funny.
No, I am. I'm average in all things. I'm just like a regular
person. No, you know what? You're trying to be humble, and you don't really think that about yourself. You think that you're smarter than the average person.
Well, you don't tell somebody that.
You think that you have more common sense than the average person.
Oh, my gosh. She can't think that.
I hope not.
She has to think she's that intelligent person that's more intelligent but doesn't quite have the common sense, right?
No.
Oops.
Common sense. I have common sense. I do. So, a lot of common sense.
Just trying to justify it.
Were you trying to convince yourself? Is that
or us? One
just sitting here babbling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.